Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. This is our 101st episode of Arrow. Kind of cool that we could say 101st. Wow, cannot believe it's over 100. Okay, enough of that. Tonight we are talking about Season 5, Episode 9 of Arrow, titled What We Leave Behind. It aired this week as a mid-season finale, and boy, oh boy, that was a big cliffhanger there. DC has aired this episode on December the 7th, 2016. Definitely a major drop in ratings. Invasion was at a 3.55, and this week's episode was a 1.94. But don't worry, man. Everybody has their lows and their highs, and I'm sure they'll get back on it with a new episode when it begins next year. So we are live right now. We will be talking about the episode. And thank you also for listening to our podcast on iTunes and on Blog Talk Radio. I see the downloads, so thank you guys so much for still listening to our opinions on what we think about the episode. And hopefully we make it fun for you. You could also call in. We are live right now for the next couple of minutes. So call in at 914-338-1036. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
My name is Matt. For 5 years, I've been in hell. But by day, I go to a day program. But by night, I am something else. I am someone else. I am the Green Arrow. What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. This episode was amazing. That cliffhanger very end. Laurel.
Yeah.
I was
Black Canary. Miss Laurel Lance is back. What the hell?
Yeah. I know. I mean, when she brought back. Yeah. I think she's Talia al Ghul. It's got to be Talia al Ghul. Or Earth 2 Laurel, or she was somehow brought back because of Damian Dark working with the Reverse Flash.
Yeah, we still don't know. So that was the big cliffhanger of an episode
still can't
of Arrow.
Believe Laurel.
Man, I was shocked. I was like,
me too.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They didn't.
I was like, dang you, CW. What the? I was like, after the episode
and now we have
ended,
to wait.
Till the end of January. I know it sucks, but it'll come faster than we think.
It was, and you know what? I liked how they didn't do flashbacks on this one.
No, me neither. I mean, about time we get a full flashback back to season one. Those scenes were cool, and then boy, Prometheus.
So cool. I mean, we did get
Billy?
A flashback for season one, but no, like Russian or island.
No,
flashback.
I don't
That's
watch those anymore. The Russian and the island are so lame.
Do that more. They should do more of flashback to other seasons.
Yeah,
that'd be
I'd
awesome.
Love to
like
see that.
If you go to like season 3 or season 2.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would love
like to see
that.
Yeah, I'd love to see like a Slade flashback that we didn't see before.
Yep.
That'd be pretty cool. Of Slade and Oliver.
Well, that's a big rumor right now that he might come back.
Yeah, I hope Manu Bennett comes back because I was a bit disappointed
on
Arrow Invasion. But man, that episode was so good right before
it was
break.
Really good.
I mean,
so this is Arrow's ninth episode for this season, their 101st episode. let me read the synopsis really quick, Matt, so people who are listening know what we're talking about. All right, Prometheus obtains further intel about the team from Evelyn. He then attacks and hospitalizes Curtis, injecting him with a tuberculosis vaccine developed by Justin Claiborne, a corrupt pharmaceutical manufacturer named on Oliver's former kill list. Flashbacks show that Oliver killed Claiborne after discovering that he financed a TB epidemic, then raised the price on his drugs to boost his company's profits. When the team tracks down Prometheus, Evelyn reveals her true allegiance and escapes with Prometheus. Investigating Prometheus on his own, Billy sends information he discovers to Felicity just before the villain captures him. The information turns out to be about Claiborne's illegitimate son, who may now be seeking retribution. Oliver deduces that Prometheus is at Claiborne's former office building and goes there alone. He finds that Prometheus has staged it, resemble Oliver's prior attack. Oliver kills Prometheus, only to discover he has actually killed a gagged Billy, whom the real Prometheus set up as himself to trick Oliver. Curtis's husband, Paul, leaves him after discovering Curtis is a vigilante. Felicity mourns Billy's death. Diggle is recaptured, and Oliver finds Laurel Lance alive and well inside the lair. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, there's definitely tons to pick away, but Matt, Florida, I want you, sir, to tell us which were your favorite scenes and why on this
What We Leave Behind
episode?
Number one would have to be that end scene when it's like all about to come to a close.
Totally agree with you.
And then you see the look on Oliver's face, and then he sees Laurel. I mean, imagine what Sarah is going to think about this at some point when Sarah finds out that she could have done something to the timeline, Sarah, to save her.
Something.
Or it's because of Flashpoint.
Had to happen, right? Just something.
Yeah, or it's Earth 2 Laurel, or Laurel from a different universe.
Wait,
I mean,
but wasn't Earth 2 Laurel evil? We already saw Earth 2 Laurel.
Yeah,
so it can't be her.
Black lips. Yeah, it can't be her.
Yeah.
But she looks
maybe
so
Earth
happy.
3 Laurel.
But still,
or
why 38. Why would they wait till the last time? And how did this version of Laurel know how to get down the Arrow Cave? I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe
that's true.
Yeah, because she does know where it is. But I have to say,
I can't wait to find out how they did that.
Me too. But I have to say, Katie Cassidy was looking good at that scene.
Oh yeah, she's looking good these days.
Yeah, the way she
even on
says hi,
Invasion, she was good.
Yeah. But man, I also like
okay,
the
so you got that scene, and what else did you like from this week's episode, Matt?
When the team were about to find Prometheus and Artemis betrayed them all of a sudden. Evelyn, I knew she would.
Evelyn,
I knew she would.
Oh my god.
I was shocked.
So pissed off. You do not know how pissed off I was.
Yeah, me too. Plus she got kind of annoying at some part of the season.
I'm like, but that's
I didn't really
Artemis.
Like her.
I'm like, come on. You're supposed to be with Green Arrow, not turn your back against him.
Yeah, because remember in that one episode, could Mary cry when she posed as the Black Canary? I didn't like that those parts for some reason. Those parts were kind of boring and dumb. But I did like the opening scene with Artemis and Prometheus. And the big flashback moments where he's like, Oliver's trying to discover where to find Prometheus and the big action scenes. Those are more flashbacks I want.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, rid of the Russian flashbacks and just keep it season one. Like, unknown scenes with him and Tommy.
Whatever even happened to that whole storyline? How did that end?
Yeah. I know. I don't care if it ends or not. I mean, we need to.
You forgot,
more.
And you don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care about the Russian flashback.
I love it.
There's no reason.
I love
like,
it.
At the end of season
all
four,
right, Matt,
Waller.
What else? Give us one more of your favorite scenes before I give you mine.
I'm trying to think here. The end where the Diggs captured, and Lila calls him, goes, John,
wasn't that
something
interesting
wrong with JJ.
To see him play with John Jr. instead of what was it,
but
Sarah
when,
or Susan?
Sarah,
name?
But I was so shocked when Lila says, John, there's something wrong with JJ. Meaning Flashpoint? Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah, that's what I'm anxious to see when it comes back. And oh, my God. And then Oliver killing means Prometheus really wants Oliver to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
much
the
for Felicity
plan.
As well. I mean,
and
geez,
how hard
it was
is that
so
for
good.
Felicity to see Oliver, you killed my boyfriend every day, every single day
yeah,
that they work together.
I know, but
how
you know they're going to get over it. My friend Annie and I always talk about it a lot, and we want Felicity and Oliver back together.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody.
Me and my friend Annie talk about it every now and then.
Yeah, they want the
okay,
Ollie.
Now you're,
what was the nickname? Olicity. There you go.
Olicity, yeah. I mean, that was so wrong on how they did that, all because he had a child last season. I can't believe during the crossover, and then when Barry went back in time and changed stuff, all messed up. But there
I wonder,
does
Barry, because he created that Flashpoint, does Oliver still have a kid? They never addressed that.
I wonder. Yeah, they didn't address that. Because
Barry
went over.
Does Barry know about his kid? I don't think he knows about
him. Yeah, he did. Remember back in season? Yeah, he did, because I go back and forth now and watch my favorite episodes. All right,
cool.
But yeah.
All right, telling us your favorite moments of this week's episode, let me give you mine really quick. Mine was the scenes with Curtis, how he exposed himself being a crime fighter as he whoops a mass on Prometheus. And his partner witnessing what his abilities could do and how he kind of like went after danger when they saw Prometheus on the stairs. That was a cool scene. And also how now Curtis is free from a relationship, not having to hide what he loves to do is to, you know, be the hero he will become. And boy, oh boy, Mr. Terrific, they are definitely underutilizing him. Because he could do so much more than what he can do on the show. And I hope and pray that the writers realize that they have a pretty much a really good gem with them. All right, but it is an Arrow show. Of course, that's the whole
thing. Yeah, it is.
All right,
but
and then
still,
the other scene, of course, was when Evelyn reveals her alliance with Prometheus. Even though I hate that she did that to Oliver, but it was one of those moments I was like, this witch... But she has good reasons too, you know. She's pissed
true,
off.
True, but
you know,
come on.
He's a
come on.
But but that's Ollie. Come on, that's our guy, right?
And the thing, one scene that kind of ticked me off a lot was when Thea was talking to Oliver. I mean, it looked like she was gonna help him, but why would you give Oliver a pep talk when in the outfit? I mean, that scene could have been not. In the episode. I mean, I thought that Thea is kind of getting on my nerves. I'm seriously done with Thea.
Then,
I would
also,
love to
one
see...
of my other favorite moments was when the reveal of Billy. Billy was dressed up as Prometheus, but he was gagged, and of course he couldn't say, Oliver, stop, don't shoot.
But his mouth
was definitely was after the fact, and boy, oh boy, does Oliver feel so bad. He got tricked, and I'm sure that's just going to add to the anger of how he must Prometheus. We soon shall see where this ends. It definitely did not resolve at this episode, but on the next one, Who Are You? Episode 10, I'm sure they'll give us more of a sneak peek. And speaking of Bratva, Matt, it looks like that's episode 12. Titled Bratva, so it looks like it's coming back.
Ah, dang.
The Russian storyline is not ending yet.
I hate
it's
it.
It's like
haunting
us now.
I mean, it's all they do is talk and it goes so slow. I mean,
Yeah, it slows down the show so much.
Yeah, and all they do is talk and talk.
It just moves along so well, especially when they went back to the first season flashbacks. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
I love this.
That felt so fresh.
Yeah, me too. Every time I go back and watch season one.
All right, Matt, do you have anything else to add before we wrap up this show?
I still think Prometheus is Tommy. I mean, it has
I wanted to say that so bad, but I'm like, you know, who hasn't said that? But that would be the big I am your father moment, you know? Like,
yeah.
I would be like, oh, my gosh, they went there. Tommy lives. Welcome back, sir. Maybe that's why they didn't bring back for the invasion flash, you know, the memory flashback.
And then, like,
maybe
also,
that's why they're keeping him.
And then first I was giving, like, a big shout-out for Shadow and how he learned how to fight like that.
Yeah.
When at the one scene when he goes, this is a lot more than revenge. And then also, I think Thea should join the Legends.
Ooh,
that'd
be interesting. That'd be interesting,
All right,
Matt, well, thank you so much for calling in to Arrow Talk. I really appreciate you, sir, calling in every week.
No problem.
We are taking a break from Arrow Talk, so when the new episode airs, we'll be doing a podcast that week, so please keep subscribing to our podcast on iTunes
and on
Blog Talk Radio. Matt, give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show here.
Well, Green Arrow fans, I hope you have a happy Green Arrow Christmas, and Merry Christmas to Stephen and Elle. You rock. You rock, man. I wish you'd call in on the podcast one day.
Oh, that'd be great. A big surprise right there. I want to thank also everybody. Happy New Year. And thank you again for being our fans out there and listening to our podcast. Much love. Okay, have a good night. Bye.